Night low tonight, 55. The high tomorrow in the middle 60s. And then on Saturday, return of sunshine to our skies. A little cooler, but not too bad. High temperature up to about 59. That's not too far from normal. Low Saturday night, 39. And the outlook for Sunday and Monday, very nice. More sunshine, warmer, highs well into the 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say they responded to 600 calls New Year's Eve night. 174 of those calls were related to gunfire or fireworks. There were 11 reports of damage as a result of shots being fired that are now under investigation. A woman is accused of stabbing her boyfriend Tuesday in Montgomery. Police say Janae Bradley is charged with second-degree domestic violence assault. They say the couple was in an argument that turned physical. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And Troy police need your help locating a missing man. They're looking for 65-year-old Woodrow Gregory McLean. He was last seen last night around 8:20 and was wearing gray sweatpants and a gray sweatshirt with a hood. If you know where he is, call Troy police. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday.
Indeed.
I'm so confused with these last 2 weeks. I mean, weekend starts tomorrow, big guy.
I like it.
I know. I'm all in for that. 272-9228, first-time callers, news minute. Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Cannot go wrong with that. They have the beef tenderloin premium on sale this week for the Alabama game. If you want something really good, that premium beef tenderloin is spectacular. If it's too much for you, find somebody and buy it together and split it. They'll cut it up for you and trim it and tie it up for you, so it'll be ready for you to go on Monday. Don't let them, because they literally sold out of the premium for the Christmas time, so you got to be very, very careful. Anybody has any more information on the Highway 14 on I-65 incident that happened, let us know about that. So any caller can get in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. That is a great deal. You put $60 worth of your favorite things in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market, and say hi to Karen and Reed Ingram when you go there. Bo? Bo knows radio. Hey, Bo, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, my friend, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, sir. Do I get in that Sweet Creek thing?
You can if you tell me your month and day of birth.
9/7.
9/7. You got that? Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. Now I may be wrong on this. I've been wrong before, but I'd like to make a few observations and comments.
Okay.
On a few subject matters. One of them is the Koch brothers. You know, they're all about open borders for the cheap labor and this and that and whatever, globalists. But I think if the Koch brothers were using them billions that they have to just say, for instance, to be like the anti-Soros movement. You know what I'm saying? In other words, we're going to take our billions to promote conservative Christian values all across America, and we will spare no expense. In other words, there's no cost to our company or to our finances that we won't meet to see Christian morals, biblical morals, promoted throughout the country. I think the SPLC and the ACLU would go after their monies. What do you think?
Well, first of all, the Koch brothers do promote conservative causes. And
give me one, for instance.
They support all sorts of conservatives that have run for president, for run for Senate. Mike Lee, they were very involved in the Mitt Romney campaign and funding him.
Yeah, the Koch brothers.
Mitt Romney's not a conservative, though.
The Koch brothers are essentially conservative, leaning towards libertarian.
Yeah.
They fund a lot of libertarian organizations.
Okay, my next comment is, I think that Trump has offended the heart of his base by some of the things that happened within the last, I would say, few weeks or maybe month. And here's one of them. One of them is the State Department giving Mexico $5 billion to do whatever they want to with, and then I think they gave Guatemala about $5 million.
Well, first of all, let's set the record straight. What he did is in Mexico, we have aid that goes to Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras already. What he did is he gave them more aid because they were going to keep the illegal immigrants on their side of the border. So that was well worth it. Pound for pound, dollar for dollar, that was a good deal.
Well, we still don't have $5 billion for our wall. So we got $5 billion to give to them.
No,
okay.
No. Bo, the one thing about you is you call in, you say something, and you gotta understand the $5 billion is aid that we send to Mexico. It was aid before the situation. It was aid after the situation. We added some money to that.
Wow. Okay, the next one is the recent, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders is like a 31-second blurb on YouTube where she announces the round-in move around the legislative body, which is the legislature, Congress, to ban bump stocks, which they use the ATF to write the ban, and then they use the DOJ to ratify it. So basically, they did an end around the legislature to make a law to ban bump stocks.
Okay. Well, actually, that if I remember correctly, that is a an ATF prerogative that's written into the law.
But you remember, Trump campaigned on making the Second Amendment stronger. He said it will be stronger under me. How is that making it stronger?
Well, first of all, the bump stock is not part of the Second Amendment. It's not a firearm.
But it's an accessory.
Well,
right?
Well, so what does that mean? I mean, so say scope is, you know, is that,
no,
do you think it's scope? Well, hold on. Does a scope fall under the Second Amendment?
I would think anything.
Go read the Second Amendment for me and tell me what it says about scopes.
Well, I mean, we could pick apart a lot of stuff on that. What does it say about people just walking over into the country or basically invading the country and nothing's being done? I mean, you know.
No, Bo, you get way off these reservations here. In the U.S. Code, there is law about someone coming over our borders illegally and not coming through, wait on this, a port of entry. That's what you're supposed to do, is come through a port of entry.
When you come, not being done.
Of course not. Captain Obvious. And so what happens is if you don't come through a port of entry and you don't do the requirements of the port of entry, then you're coming in illegally, and then they can arrest you.
Okay. Well, back real quick to the accessory ban, which I believe they did an end around in Congress to do it, but I believe this is going to be the camel getting his nose under the tent, and the next thing will be semi-automatic. I mean, all we have to have is a liberal, you know, administration, and then there it is, because we've already had the proverbial camel's nose under the tent now.
Bo, I'll give you what the Justice Department's rule was. Essentially, they claim they gave, this is from December 18th, a fresh look at case law in light of modern developments, and the rule against banning bump stocks essentially says bump stocks, slide fire devices, and devices with certain similar characteristics all fall within the prohibition on machine guns. By allowing a shooter of semi-automatic firearm to initiate a continuous firing cycle with a single pull of the trigger, and therefore are illegal under federal law.
But if you've got an expert shooter, they can pull the trigger and be as equally, if not faster, than a machine gun. So there you go.
What are you talking about, Bo?
An expert marksman that can pull the trigger real fast, that can pull equally as fast as a machine gun on a semi-automatic or
okay,
faster.
I'm going to challenge you on that.
Okay.
I mean, you take a Mac 10, for example, nobody's going to be able to pull trigger as fast as a Mac 10 will go.
Well.
Are you around firearms very much?
A what?
Are you around firearms very much?
I mean, I'm just a Second Amendment advocate.
Okay, well, when you start throwing stuff out there, make sure you know what you're talking about before you do that. I mean, I don't know what whole cloth you just made that out of, but that just it defines logic if you're that, you know, somebody's going to be pulling the trigger. Now, there may be somebody who's got speedy hands, and you may find one out of 100,000, but that's not what the issue is.
Well, I think when the base, the heart of the base that is pro-Second Amendment and pro-firearms starts waking up to what's really going on with that, I think it's going to have an effect on it. I think they're going to rise up and they're going to begin to speak out about it.
Okay. Well, we'll see in the fullness of time.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
And by the way, on what's going on near off Highway 14 and 65, they said the guy who stole the plumber's truck,
mm-hmm.
It was mentioned there was a loaded firearm in the truck.
Right.
The guy apparently got out of the truck and started firing.
At the police officers?
Yes, I've heard that from two people now.
Oh, man, what a stupid person.
Yeah.
Is he dead?
I don't know. But they called for a medic. So either the guy who shot got shot himself or he hit an officer. But I'm getting this from people just calling into the radio station. This is very fluid.
Or, as the person said, that it looked like he had contact with other cars that were down there, so ran into some other people.
Right, but apparently two people have called and said he got out of the car shooting.
What a dummy. Anybody have any additional information on that? Would love to have it. Particularly the situation with the perpetrator. I can't imagine somebody stepping out of a car shooting at police officers. That would be one of the dumbest things you could ever do, unless the guy was going to go away for a long, long time and he thought he could get away with it. He watches too many cowboy movies. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Dan. It's Steve again. I don't normally call twice a day.
No.
I just had to interject on what Bo had to say about bump stocks and shooters and so on and so forth. I am a longtime shooter. I am a marksmanship instructor, both military and NRA. And he is so full of it, it's not even funny. There is nobody in the world that can pull a trigger faster than you can fire or as fast as a machine gun fires.
Really? Absolutely.
Your average machine gun lays down anywhere from 450 to 650 rounds a minute. If you can squeeze off that many rounds, especially out of a magazine-fed weapon, more power to you, Spark.
Yeah, really. Yeah, isn't it normally like 20 rounds in 2 seconds?
No. Yeah. Well, it depends on the gun. You know, like I said, you take an M16, for instance, a full-auto M16, not an AR-15.
Right.
It fires it'll dump a 30-round magazine in about 3.5 seconds.
Yeah, there you go. That's why, because I've shot the Uzi, I've shot MAC-10s, M16s, ARs that are fully automatic, and I mean, those things load them up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and not just that, they're uncontrollable, as well as the bump stock. You know, I have never been an advocate of the bump stock, even though I am a big-time collector of firearms, both semi-automatic, handguns, and rifles. And I've never been an advocate of the bump stock. I've never been an advocate of full-auto weapons, mainly because I can't afford to feed them. And plus, with the bump stock, I've never seen one that works properly.
Yeah, because
most of them, either on an AR-15 or an AK-47, they just don't work.
Yeah, I've seen some videos on it. It throws out a lot of metal out there on the videos I've seen, but also you can explode your barrel, particularly on an AR-15,
If
you shot too many rounds.
Yeah, you can melt down the barrel on an AR-15 or an M16, as far as that goes. You can melt one down real quick if you don't do it properly.
Steve, thanks for the telephone call, my friend.
Not a problem. Take care, Dan.
You have a good one. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. You got another thing to hold him tight, you know. You've been pushing that you won't get me tonight. I've been your lover, but I'm not your fool. You want to teach me, but I'm not in school, you know. You've been pushing that you won't get me tonight. You come a calling, but you're much too late. You got the key, but babe, I locked the gate. I tried to call you when you were not home. Nobody likes to spend the night so low. Wouldn't you like to know me? And wouldn't you like to show me you care?
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
No matter what you are,
the Dan Morris Show.
I will always be with you.
Who's 729-228? That's where we are.
No matter what you do, I will always be around. Won't you tell me what you found, girl? Who, girl, want you?
Trying to get some information for more on this shooting at exit 181. Sorry, I'm trying to talk to several police officers at the same time.
If you would give me all, I would give it to you.
Actually, I think we can confirm what your person was saying here.
It appears the suspect got out of the vehicle after stealing it and started firing at officers, and officers returned fire, and he's now dead. The suspect is dead. And that's usually how it ends up.
Yeah, well, I mean, as soon as you start shooting a police officer, I can tell you they're going to shoot back.
Yes.
Let's see, I'm talking to the State Bureau of Investigation is on the scene there. I'm going to try to talk to, see who's on that team and see if I know that person.
My information is from a caller, wants to remain anonymous. So we can tag it up to rumor and innuendo, but I think it's
no, correct. I've got a confirmation on that part of it. The question is, other than this guy, who was anybody else hit, shot, or wounded,
right,
or hit in the from the wreck that happened after this thing? So, well, big happening in Montgomery or in the River Region here, as they say. Let's get back to the show. Let's get back to the U.S.-Mexico border wall, which was a bipartisan effort. Now it's divisive.
At more than 10 feet tall and made of steel, barriers like these might seem like a prototype of President Trump's border wall. In fact, they're a sampling of what's already in place along the U.S.-Mexico border. In more remote areas, you'll find shorter vehicle barriers like these. All part of the Secure Fence Act, a 2006 political compromise on immigration. Signed by President Bush and supported by 90 Democratic members of Congress, it included funding for two layers of reinforced fencing, plus additional physical barriers along roughly 700 miles of border from California to Texas. Among the senators who backed it, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and current Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The fence is now basically complete.
A 2007 Republican amendment gave the Department of Homeland Security control over where to build the barriers. And since much of the rest of the border is protected by natural barriers like rivers, America's great border controversy was over.
I will build the greatest wall that you've ever seen.
Or so it seemed.
Who's going to pay for the wall?
Now, that's a pretty interesting report, isn't it? I mean, it basically said that this was bipartisan.
Yeah.
It gave the background of the 2006, 700 miles of fencing. DHS could determine where it should be. which is these members of Congress saying, well, they haven't told us where they're going to build it type thing. Well, that's micromanaging type thing where you're going to sign off on that. So this is, I'm kind of surprised CBS did this report, but I think it's pretty good that that they're laying out the nuts and bolts of this. So here it is, and talking about, here there are other problems too, other than people trying to cross over at the border.
President Trump's comments on the length.
We need really 1,000 miles.
Height.
The wall just got 10 feet higher.
And design of his wall have varied widely since 2015. So widely, there's no telling what he'll accept in the end.
And it gets higher and higher and higher every time somebody says, I'm not going to do it.
And so the standoff and the shutdown continues. In his 2017 executive order authorizing a border wall, President Trump officially defined the wall as a, quote, impassable physical barrier. From the president's perspective at the moment, that definition might also describe the new Democratic Congress. Nora?
All right, Tony, thank you. You know, the Washington Post has a really great piece today that this budget shutdown is already putting a huge strain on the U.S. immigration system.
Yeah.
The men and women who actually guard our border, they're not being paid. Yeah. The companies that are trying to use the E-Verify system to check and see if the person they're going to hire is actually an American citizen or has a green card, that system is down at this hour. The courts, in order to process, that's down. This is creating a whole other problem in addition to the fact of those who want border security. This is hurting the system, and we've got to wake up to that. They've got to find a deal.
And the president is hoping that the Democrats will cave, pointing to what they did in 2006. It's important to remember this is a very different Democratic Party.
And mounting stress for all these families who don't know when they're going to get a paycheck at this point.
They said a mouthful with that. The Democrat Party is vastly different than it was in 2006. It is vastly more liberal. It's vastly more tribal. It's vastly more towards that progressive Bernie Sanders kind of feel of things. And I believe this action is a lot about Pelosi, and she, you know, she's now the speaker. She's been voted, But it's a very different situation out there, and if they can get more reports like this, if they can get some footage and this, more of the stories about Nancy Pelosi cutting Secretary Nielsen off and not listening, that will be nothing but good, because then they look like exactly what I believe they are, and that's obstructionists. News on 93.1, this hour brought to you by Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. They're selling trucks. You heard Dick's ad. They are selling trucks. 2018s, they still got them. Go take advantage of it. On new cars and trucks, they are making deals. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. We'll be back. With you,
no matter what you do, I will always be
your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
At Walgreens, we know it's cold and flu season again, a time when all you want to do is cheer at your kid's game, but instead you're coughing and aching the entire time. That's why Walgreens is minutes away to help you find everything you need to feel better, like Vicks DayQuil and NyQuil Severe Combo Packs, along with expert care that goes beyond the pharmacy. Stop in today for personalized advice and find the right relief right here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card Vicks DayQuil and NyQuil Severe 24-count combo packs are $9.99 through January 5th. Use as directed.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The new Congress is in session. Fox's Jared Halpern's there.
Minutes after the 115th Congress officially adjourned, the 116th Congress convened.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic?
Senators sworn in by Vice President Mike Pence, the House, now under Democratic control, will soon elect a new Speaker, Nancy Pelosi.
And she plans votes today on a plan to end the partial government shutdown that will be rejected by Senate Democrats with no border wall money included. China is the first country to land a spacecraft on the dark side of the moon. Fox's Greg Palcott.
As it approached and touched down, it also sent out a series of pictures, the first close-up shots of this unseen side of the moon. China has a communication satellite orbiting the moon to bounce those signals back.
And a rover on the spacecraft to go out and take samples from the surface. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you're suffering from cabin fever like many, we don't have too many more days to wait before we get into some really nice changes. For today, though, cloudy, showers becoming likely, high temperature up to about 61. Tonight and Friday, rain likely, can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. It becomes windy with the overnight low tonight 55, the high tomorrow in the middle 60s, and then on Saturday, return of sunshine to our skies. A little cooler, but not too bad. High temperature up to about 59. That's not too far from normal. Low Saturday night 39, and the outlook for Sunday and Monday, very nice. More sunshine, warmer, highs well into the 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, and find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Mother told me, yes, she told me, I'd meet girls like you.
Yeah, when you come out of a truck shooting at police officers, they're going to shoot back.
You'll never know what you'll catch.
272-9228, that's where we are. Nancy Pelosi's got the gavel. She's got the biggest grin you've ever seen on her face. You know, the stock market was down substantially and still is. It's down 488 points. It was down as much as 600. And there's kind of a reason that it's the beginning of this, and that's what happened with Apple and what Apple CEO, who attended Auburn University, by the way, said yesterday after the market closed. And this is going to be a discussion about the economy and world economy. Let's listen in.
Apple stunned investors with a rare warning that revenue from its first quarter, which includes holiday sales, will not meet expectations. In part, the company blames slower iPhone sales in China. The downbeat forecast from the tech giant is helping drag Wall Street futures lower. CEO Tim Cook said Apple expects about $84 billion in revenue for the quarter. That's actually down from a previous forecast of $89 to $93 billion. Cook said a weaker Chinese economy and trade tensions with the U.S. are hurting Apple.
It's clear that the economy began to slow there for the second half. And what I believe to be the case is the trade tensions between the United States and China put additional pressure on their economy.
Cook said Apple plans to make it easier to trade in phones and will improve financing plans to help drive sales. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is remarkable what Apple has done. What does it say about our global economy?
Well, it definitely says the Chinese economy is slowing down. It may not be precipitous. We might have seen 6.5% growth in 2018. Those are the official figures out of China. Some dispute that. This year, we're looking at maybe 6.2%, 6.3%. That seems like a teeny tiny differential spread off over 1.4 billion people. It's a lot. And that Chinese economy was slowing down already as before the trade tensions started bubbling up. But we see the effect of this. Exports down dramatically. Retail sales in China down by the weakest amount. We saw the weakest reading in 15 years. So things are slowing in China. That's the second largest economy in the world. It obviously impacts everyone.
Okay, so they're going to kind of put ownership of this to, man, my throat's getting sore as we speak. They're trying to put this in kind of in the trade thing. China was already kind of falling off a little bit. And the trade war that Trump has done with them has really had a negative effect on China, because people are not, they're not buying things like they were, and the tariff issue, even though we're in a 90-day holding period, it's really, they have been the losers out of this. Their stock market has dropped precipitously, their currency has dropped, and this is a problem. So this is kind of a feeling, a little bit of pain, but Apple not selling iPhones to Chinese is a downturn. So you get, you have a billion people out there and say, you know, you've got a 20% of them are in the market for an iPhone. You know, you're talking about 200 million people that are out there,
oh, yeah.
Or, and more. And what happens is, if you just have a drop of 10% out of that, then that's 20 million less iPhones that you're selling just in one country.
And you're already competing with Huawei, one of the biggest cell phone makers coming out of China. And also, I saw another report that reminded me of something I knew. A fifth of China's homes are empty. That's 50 million apartments. And it goes to a point that all these robust GDP numbers that have come out of China in the last few years, yeah, they're fake. Essentially, China, the way I understand is they'll go to their regional governors, certain provinces in China, and say, we want you to hit these GDP targets. Here's the cash. Here's the liquidity to make that happen. Do something. And so what they have done in many cases is build these ghost cities that nobody lives in. So
exactly right.
That stacks your GDP number up. It spikes it greatly. But if you don't have a true economy growing out of market-based demand and consumer demand, it's going to be a huge headache when those numbers come down.
Yeah, there was actually a piece that was done on CNBC that I saw that they went in, and it literally is a ghost city. It's this, you have these high rises for apartments, high rises for office buildings, and they're empty. They're completely empty. And they built them, and so they charged it off as a construction asset, but there's nothing being generated from it.
Yeah, it's not performing. It's just sitting there.
So let's continue on with this Apple and kind of the downturn in the economy and sales in China.
Obviously, other companies now are going to be paying close attention to their revenue forecasts in China as well. It's not just Apple, but you've got auto industry and you've got the other tech stocks too.
And we, not only that, we definitely see it in the auto industry, but look at some of the high-end luxury retailers that are really on edge about this. We saw Tiffany come out with a warning at their last results. LVMH also very much concerned. Why? Because the Chinese were set to become the second largest consumers of luxury goods, supposedly over the next course of 5 to 10 years, maybe 45% of luxury goods being purchased by Chinese. If their economy is weakened, clearly they're not going out and buying.
And quickly, can we directly link this to President Trump's trade war?
I don't think you can directly link it. I think the trade war has exacerbated a slowdown that was already in effect in 2018, will continue this year. We'll keep an eye on it.
And makes more likely China will strike a deal?
I don't know. What do I know?
A lot more than most others.
Interesting. To be continued, but really interesting. Thank you,
Dan. We are in that 90-day freeze as well in the trade war, so we'll see how negotiations go.
Exactly.
This is a subject that in my field we talk about a lot, and it's, let me tell you, when you look at the numbers in America, our numbers are really strong. And when you look at the stock market, I mean, Apple is taking it on the proverbial chin this morning, or today, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get to the latest cut on them. The stock market is starting to, trying to come back a little bit, but the Apple stock is off 9.5%.
Oh, wow.
Compared to the Dow being off 2.5%.
Ouch.
9.5% on it. Man, this thing, I can feel it coming along, coming on me here.
Well, and with a number one, a company that big having that big of a drop, that's going to pull the general market number down. Like 9%. It's only 2% on the general stock market, but I imagine.
Oh, yeah. It's going to pull down the NASDAQ, and because the NASDAQ is down, well, it's down 2.5% also because it's part of the NASDAQ.
Okay.
So we'll see in the fullness of time. But it's a. But it's not. What I'm trying to say on this thing is that the inference here is that because China is slowing down, that they're not going to be buying as many things that's going to affect us. So what you're doing is you're looking at companies that don't sell to China. Target would be one of them. Ameriprise Financial would be another one. And so if you're insulated by those companies, then you're fine. The other part of it is, and here, wait on this one, because this was in the opening call this morning, and if the Chinese economy is slowing down naturally, then that makes them less competitive out into the marketplace, and that actually is good for American companies out there because they can go in a thriving, very competitive market here, they can do better. So we'll see, as they say, in the fullness of time. But I wanted to play that for you so you kind of get a sense for this. In Russia, there was a guy who was at a wedding, former military guy, who I later have learned that he got booted out of the military. And he got arrested and was accused of being a spy. And now they put charges on him. So this Jan Crawford piece is a little old, but let's listen in.
In Russia, the U.S. ambassador has met with a Michigan man accused of spying. Russian police detained Paul Whelan nearly a week ago, and he now faces espionage charges. Whelan's family says he's innocent, and they're worried about his safety. Jan Crawford is outside the Russian embassy in Washington.
So the U.S. ambassador to Russia, John Huntsman, was finally able to meet with Paul Whelan yesterday in a Russian prison. Ambassador Huntsman also talked to some members of Whelan's family. That's the first time they'd heard anything about him since Friday. That, of course, is when Russian officers arrested Whelan on charges of espionage. Now, the Russian media is reporting this morning that he was picked up in his hotel room. He's accused of trying to recruit Russians to kind of spill state secrets and give inside information. But his brother David has told CBS News that he was actually in Moscow for a friend's wedding and that he had been to Russia several times before. Now, according to Stars and Stripes, Whelan had given wedding guests a tour of the Kremlin and some of the museums Friday morning, but of course he never made it to that wedding on Friday night. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has delivered a pretty stern message telling Russia that if this detention is inappropriate, the U.S. is going to demand an immediate return.
So, from that, they've actually charged him.
Yeah, if it's inappropriate.
Yeah, that's a boy, that gives you a lot of confidence if you're him.
Right.
And just telling you how things work, if he is intelligence, if he is CIA, then Huntsman knows that. Because he would have been briefed on that.
Yeah.
And also the station chief there would have known it because a asset would have been coming into Moscow. So he either is or he isn't, but the key is going to be, can they prove it? And we'll know that in the fullness of time. And I wonder if this is just kind of one of these ploys of trying to get kind of shaking people up in the administration. Let me turn that off.
See essentially how our State Department acts in reaction to something like this detention.
Well, Huntsman's a good guy to go over there and do that. He's very capable, very, very capable. As audience knows, he had worked for me as a volunteer for me. Let's go to the story we did not get to yesterday, and that is the abuse that is in the Catholic Church among nuns. And this is a interesting, well, it's a curious story.
And 300 Catholic bishops from across the U.S. are gathering today for a week-long retreat on the clergy sex abuse crisis.
The meeting is taking place at a seminary near Chicago. Organizers say the retreat will focus on prayer and spiritual reflection and not policy making. Pope Francis convened the retreat. He's sending the priest who serves as preacher to the papal household.
The gathering comes as CBS News has learned of several cases involving nuns accused of sexual misconduct. Nikki Batiste has been talking to women who say they were victimized.
The Survivors Network of those abused by priests or SNAP says it doesn't keep count of sexual abuse allegations, but we've spoken with several people who recently reported misconduct, ranging from forceful kissing to molestation, all carried out by nuns. One woman who agreed to speak on camera describes her experience as unconscionable.
This is Sister Shaw.
Yes, this is Sister Eileen Shaw.
This is the nun Trish Cahill says she confided in when she was 15 years old.
I would have done anything for her. I would have died for her.
At a convent in New Jersey, she says she told Eileen Shaw things she'd never revealed to anyone about her now deceased uncle, a priest, whom she claims sexually abused her starting at age 5.
She gave me everything that was lacking that I didn't even know I was lacking. I was so broken. She filled in all those pieces.
She now describes that process as grooming, saying Shaw plied her with drugs and alcohol while teaching her how to have sex with a woman.
Man.
Wow.
Boy, I would say they got a problem here. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Demo Show on a Thursday.
Hey, Joey.
How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. That's a very disturbing story. There.
Very much.
And how sad, really.
It's going to get deeper here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also sad that, you know, for all these years now, nobody has really done anything about this kind of stuff. You know, the Department of Justice has been, you know, incognito. Nothing going on. And they're the only ones, really, that could have reined in some of this abuse. And should have.
Well, the problem is it wasn't coming out into an area where they could pick it up. And then they finally, the Pennsylvania Attorney General and the DA in Philadelphia were the kind of the beginning points of this.
Oh, I suspect they could have found out about it if they wanted to. But, you know, that's just me. I discount their ability to actually carry out justice when they really don't want to. But, you know, we mentioned here comes the Wicked Witch of the West one more time.
There you go.
So that's another sad page in the history. But you mentioned that, you know, the Democratic Party now is not the Democratic Party of 2006. And I agree with you. 1,000%. But there's some other changes that have taken place too, you know. Nancy Pelosi is governing a party where a lot of the, you know, Democrats said they were not going to vote for, and they said they were willing to compromise with the Trump agenda. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. Another thing that's changed is that the Republican Party is not the same as it was in 2006 either. It's much more conservative, both on the House side and the Senate side, I would conjecture.
No, you're absolutely right on that.
And, of course, President Trump is not President Bush, one or two.
Amen to that.
So there's several things that have changed. Chess pieces have moved around a little bit. And I would suggest to you that many of them have moved in our favor. First of all, judgeships. The Democrat Party has relied heavily on the judicial branch of government, to pass their agenda. Dan, I learned the other day that since Kavanaugh was nominated, this is the first time that we have an actually conservative court that could be called a conservative court since 1936.
Oh, wow.
That is big. So for 80 years, 85 years, you know, the Democrats really have just run through. You know, you wonder what's wrong with the country? Basically, the courts, you know, separated the people from their government in so very many ways. And I think that that's going to swing back, and that's going to hurt the Democrats pretty bad. And particularly on this wall situation, I got a feeling that Nancy Pelosi had to take a hard line in order to get elected as Speaker. I don't think she's going to particularly back down, but, you know, she is in an untenable position, as is, you know, Senator Shyster. How can you sit there and be against protecting the American people? I don't see how that's going to redound to their favor at all. And the longer it goes on, the more pronounced their ridiculous position will be. You saw the other day the interview with Nancy Pelosi on, was it NBC?
Yeah, Savannah Guthrie.
Savannah Guthrie. I mean, she was almost like, you got to be kidding me. You're not going to budge? I mean, that's what it looked like to me, didn't it? You, like, Savannah was like, you got to be kidding. Aren't you going to compromise a little bit? She didn't say it in so many words, but or she didn't say it outright, but in so many words, and the expression on her face was pretty apparent to me.
Yeah.
I don't see how they can keep this up, really. I think Trump's got the upper hand.
Well, here's, again, I remind the audience that the only way that starts changing things is if the media starts reporting it. Now, they're doing things like the Savannah Guthrie interview, and I thought that was very telling. I couldn't find the whole interview. I could only find snippets of it. But, excuse me. But until the media starts getting more of the Pelosi, you know, didn't want to hear the story from Nielsen and that kind of stuff, that's when Trump is going to start winning.
Well, and he can take his little Twitter machine straight to the people. So, you know, he can go around the news media, which is a great thing. So, I mean, I really do think that here's what I think, you know, he could do, really. And I think the courts have already supported it. You know, if it gets bad on the border or if it gets to where, you know, say the government is shut down for...
Papa B, Papa B, can you hang on for me? I need to go to a short break and come right back to you, okay?
Sure.
News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Man. Go back to the phones and go to Papa B. Papa Bay, carry on, my friend.
Yeah, man. So, Dan, if the government stays shut down for an extended period of time, or partially shut down, this is the part of what's shut down is Homeland Security.
Right.
And, you know, the border agents and those kinds of issues. Well, what if Trump just says, look, if y'all can't decide to give me my $5 billion to get this wall started and funded, then I'm just going to have to go ahead and militarize this thing and shut the border down and start building the wall with military money. You know, he'd have judges right on him, probably, but I don't know if it'd fly very far, because I think Trump has the authority to do that, you know, and it's not unprecedented.
Well, he has the authority.
Go ahead.
He has the authority to use the military to defend the nation, but it cannot be in a law enforcement role. Excuse me, I'm getting like sick as I'm talking on the show today. But yeah, I think he will use the military to start building a wall if they don't do it.
Right, and so what that's going to do is take away their ability to negotiate. He's going to say, "Well, you know, I tried to make a deal, but y'all won't make a deal, so I'm just going to go ahead and build the wall. You know, and then y'all won't have any bargaining chips at all. You know." You wanted bargaining chips. I gave you bargaining chips. Tried to give you DACA. Tried to give you this. Tried to give you that. You won't do anything. So, I mean, it'd be classic Trump move if he did it.
Well, and if they'll do this, where they send him, is it five or six? The
5.6 or something.
I'm looking at to get government started there. I think there are 5 bills that need to be done. I think that's right.
Okay.
It's either 5 or 6. And if he will do, if they'll do those separately, and he'll veto, or the Senate will not look at the Homeland Security, then I think he can handle that, and I think he'll do exactly what you're talking about. He'll just start doing it on his own, and he'll come up with some way to get the federal employees paid through some other method.
Right. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I just believe Trump can do some things that other presidents were not willing to do, namely because they were a little limp noodle, you know, half Democrat folks. So, I think Trump's going to get it. I really do. And I'm kind of interested to see what's going to happen here. I hate that the Democrats took over the House, but maybe it'll redound to our benefit in some other way.
Well, as we say, we'll know in the fullness of time. But to get a win out of this, you've got to get ABC, NBC, and CBS doing more than they're doing. They're moving in the right direction. They are reporting some things that I was kind of surprised that they reported. Very different than what it was at the on Wednesday, or end of last week. But it's going to be that's the key. When you start seeing them reporting factually what's happening out there, and not in a biased method, and they're really talking about the crisis on the border, that's when it'll start winning.
All right. Well, thanks for taking my call. Look out for the Week of the Witch of the West and Senator Shyster.
There you go. News 93.1. Dan Boyd Show. We'll be back right after this.
In the darkness, there's so much I want to do.
The Dan Morris Show.